Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden, live from the Hotel Elegante.
On a party Friday.
And it is going to be a party Friday for sure. We're down here for the official El Paso County Lincoln Day dinner. In case you didn't know, El Paso County is ground zero for the war between the rhinos.
Swinos,
as they're being called, swamp people, and the good old Trump-supporting, decent American people. And the show is brought to you by
AmericaCitizenPress.com. Great website for conservative voices, along with Denver Cenogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan, who we're going to be calling because Revs, not only does she keep Chuck alive, but she's our family doctor. And the school, Revs School today, came out with an email saying that they're going to require kids to wear masks unless they have a doctor that says it's not good for them, which of course it's not good for them.
Of course it's not good for them.
But anyway, that's a whole topic for another different show. Like we said, we had Vicki Tonkins on Wednesday. If you haven't had a chance to listen to her, check her out at chuckandjulie.com. She came on at 3:30. She was just terrific, don't you think, Chuck?
I love her.
Explaining why they're doing this. And she was saying, what, should we have had Mitt Romney? She had an event inviting Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative from Georgia, who is just, talk about fake news, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's not, but
the stuff they keep saying about her.
Well, they picked her out to attack, calling her a QAnon follower. And it's the same thing they did to Lauren Boebert.
Right.
I mean, it's no different. And the trouble is you can always get the establishment in Colorado to follow along.
Well,
so they've all boycotted the event, including Christy Burton Brown. Can't make it down for the hour and a half drive. It's sold out. 420, huge waiting list to it. Nobody can get in that wants
in fact,
to.
I got a cup of coffee when we checked into the hotel and some lady stopped me and she said, are you here for the GOP event? And I said, yeah, I am. And she says, can you help me get in and get tickets? And I'm like, no, I have no clout. But I mean, that says a lot.
They will be mugged for their tickets as they head in.
Well, they just came. She said, we just came up from Pueblo hoping that we could get in, hoping we could get a glimpse of her. So, you know, there's so much to talk about here.
But we've got one of our favorite people, Representative Dave Williams, on line three. He's from El Paso County. He is not boycotting the event. He can't be here because he already had a pre-existing commitment.
But
his case is true. He's telling the truth. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and let you clarify that too, because you cannot be here because you don't have to just wash your hair or something today. You've got another appointment, but you would be here if you could be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when me and Vicki went ahead and were looking for speakers, we put out many invitations to various Republican officials that lined up with the grassroots and the conservatives, and Marjorie Taylor Greene was, really quick to get back to us, but she had a stipulation. She said, August 6th, that was the time frame. And I had already had a prior commitment to go to another legislative conference for grassroots leaders in Florida. So right now I'm at the event calling into you guys and wishing I could be there, but otherwise, supporting you and Vicki and everyone that came.
Well, we have a whole Adams County contingent. We'll hopefully talking them as they merrifully come down I-25 heading for the Hotel Elegante, which I have to say, anytime they use a French name for a hotel.
We're a little worried.
But it's actually very
nice.
Anyone
wants to come here, it's very nice. Rev's excited. It's a great place for kids too.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Dave, it's being attacked all over the place, notably in news media owned by Phil Anschutz, known for his grassroots support. No, that's a sarcastic joke. One thing I want to clarify to people, it seems like you look around and everybody is opposed to this and everybody's saying what a stupid idea it is, but you got to keep in mind, it's all the same people on different media, or they just have different websites.
The anti-Trump, anti-American,
pro-consultant, pro-swamp,
people. But it's sold out. It's going to be so much fun. You're not going to talk to a single Democrat. You'll not talk to a single rhino or swino. Everybody you're talking to, when we go down to the hallway for 400 people, are going to be patriots. And it's going to be so much fun. So much fun.
Right. And I wish I could be there. And it is unfortunate. I mean, I'll let everyone who, couldn't make it or didn't want to show up, speak for themselves. But, one person I'll definitely pick on is, former Representative Lois Landgraf. I mean, she, very publicly and very loudly, told everyone, I'm not showing up, and she's not showing up and she's deliberately boycotting. And I can tell you that that's not an uncommon feeling. That's not an uncommon sentiment from amongst the establishment Republicans, not only in our county, but in other places too. So that's fine. We don't need them. We don't need their help.
Right. They sold it out without him. And I want to, say a couple of things here and then get your thoughts on it. So number one, why on earth are the establishment Republicans, why are they not fighting back and saying, look, all of this stuff you guys are saying about Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's just not true. Number one. Number two, even if it were true, the people of Georgia elected her. We should respect another state for the people that they send to Washington, D.C. The only reason they don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene is that she's standing up and pushing back against all of the lies that the Democrats in the establishment are telling. And it's discouraging, and that not even discouraging, it makes me kind of angry that we have the rhino, and I thought the Colorado Politics article quoted an unnamed GOP insider who called them swine knows for swamp Republicans in name only, but for going against it, and they're doing it. They know it's not true, and I guess, are they just doing it to be popular, Dave? Are they just doing it because, again, they want to put down anything grassroots?
I can't really begin to understand fully why the establishment does what they do, other than the fact that they don't believe in our principles or they're otherwise corrupt. But what I would point out to everyone here is that normally these are the clowns that go out and say, oh, we have to have a big tent. Everyone, is welcome in our party. But then when the grassroots brings, someone of consequence who's popular nationwide and influential within our party nationwide that they disagree with, all of a sudden, the big tent talk goes away.
Right.
They will never support a grassroots person. Right. I mean, the fact that Christy Burton Brown isn't here tells you everything you need to know.
She should be happy that the Republicans are raising money, right? Yes. It's a sold out event, probably raising the most money of any other event they've had in El Paso County for Republicans lately. You'd think that Christy Burton Brown would go, hey, I don't know.
I'd like to meet all those people.
Let's get their names on a mailing.
I mean, to be perfectly fair to Christy, she did send a message to Vicky, notifying her that, she did have a conflicting engagement, but that she was otherwise happy that they're that the party here is making money and fundraising dollars. And you can make your own judgments on that, but I'll tell you right now, that's a hell of a lot more than what what any other person who's not showing up, has done.
Well, I'm not sure sending a note, being the chairman of the party and saying,
All right, but he's
glad you're raising some money. But to that thing, I'm sure you saw, we have our now long-awaited commitment to Colorado coming out August 9th in Denver, of course, at a Sinclair gas station, which I thought was an interesting venue.
Oh, the Republican Party people coming out.
Yeah, Monday. It's going to be at I read that too at the Sinclair gas station, and my I don't know why they chose that venue. My guess is it has to do with perhaps in increasing costs of energy.
Gasoline.
And other,
that makes sense. That's a visual.
I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment and just kind of watch. I can't be there because I'm still out of town at that point. But the commitment to Colorado, it's a list of 10 issues where if Republicans were put to power, this is what they do for the people of Colorado. And, I don't want to steal any of their thunder, but I'll just say that, the issues are poll tested by other organizations who are aligned with, Republicans in the state of Colorado.
Well, I think, like you said,
I'm always quick to jump. I was surprised.
You're a bomb thrower.
Yeah, I'm a bomb thrower. I was surprised that of how much the Rhino elite dominate that event. I mean, you've got Colin Larson, you've got Don Wong, you have every person that Catherine Murdoch supported. And he's gotten a terrible rating with Principles of Liberty and the ratings.
Liberty scorecard.
That group that she's put together. Is there one conservative there? I mean,
did they schedule it on purpose because you were gone, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, there isn't a single conservative there.
No, in fact, I was asked personally.
Okay.
If I could make it, but I did tell him. You know, I'll be on a plane.
There you go.
I bet.
Well,
that's why I wouldn't have been there.
Well, but is there anyone on that list you consider a grassroots conservative?
I got to check the list. I think I saw, Representative Baisley. He's done some pretty good work.
I think he was on there.
That I respect, but I mean, it's no secret. I disagree fervently with the minority leader, our current one, Hugh McKean, and Colin Larson, definitely.
Charlene has raised her hand. Charlene is calling in and wants to join in the conversation. Hey, Charlene, you wrote Chuck and Julie and Dave Williams.
Oh, hi there, Dave. I just sent Dave a text. I'm in Arkansas now, and I went ahead and donated $100 because I couldn't be there, but I went ahead and got a ticket. I didn't get a ticket, but I just donated to the party. Because I want it to be the biggest fundraiser El Paso County has ever had, and other counties can emulate what Vicky's doing. And Denver County Republican Party, they can invite Mitt Romney, but the other counties can invite Jim Jordan and MTG and other Louis Gohmert and other patriots. But I'm just thinking that it is crunch time. I mean, Biden has the executive, judicial, and legislative branch have been co-opted, and the cabal controls them. It is crunch time. If we're going to do anything, the time to do it is now. And I want to suggest that the conservatives of Colorado and different states, particularly Colorado, just leave the, I know you, no one agrees with me, leave the Republican Party and start a conservative America First Party and roll out a red print for the rest of the country, like the Democrats in Colorado rolled out a blueprint for the rest of the country. And, there's no better time than now. And, we've got to do something. And, here's the thing. When people say, when Christy Burton Brown says that she can't be there, and I know everybody has their reasons, and being out of the state is definitely a reason, but it reminds me of when they couldn't show up for Trump. It was
right.
They all had their reasons, but it was just coincidental that so many of them had the reasons on the same day.
Right.
And so anyway, it's a snub. It's a snub to the conservatives of the party. It's a snub to the patriots in Colorado. And, when we have got the CDC dictating eviction moratoriums under the Biden administration, I mean, can we just face facts? I mean, we're going downhill fast, and it calls for bold measures. And
Well, just to piggyback off that, I think that that's kind of the biggest disappointment of, about tonight's event is that there are Republicans who deliberately boycotted the event. Now, as I said earlier, you know, anyone who didn't show up, they're, you know, I'll let them speak for themselves, and you know, they can go ahead and explain why they couldn't be there, just as I'm explaining to you guys right now. But it's pretty obvious that there are the vast majority of the establishment, especially in El Paso, chose to snub this event, chose to not come and boycott and hope, quite frankly, that the event would be a failure. But didn't succeed. The event is a well-attended event. We have a capacity crowd, and you know, it's all thanks to the grassroots. And it gets back to my earlier message that we don't need them. We don't need the establishment. We don't need those elitist politicians, you know, trying to tell us how we're going to be successful. We can do it on our own without them. And good riddance. That's what I say.
Well,
there you go.
All right, Shirley, thank you for calling. Hey, Dave, before I forget, I do want to ask you about one thing, because I know that Representative Lamborn, who represents this part of the state of Colorado, also couldn't make it. Although all the people who couldn't make it tonight are going to what Chuck was referring to as the Lamborn Swamp Fest, a fundraiser coming up next week for him. I find
August 13th.
Yeah, August 13th.
I didn't see your name on there, though. You were missing.
Were you invited to the But here's what I want to ask you about.
I was never asked.
I do want to ask you about this, though, because we've been working on a story at the Chronicle and sort of for the podcast, too, regarding Liz Cheney, because that's her polls are plummeting. So I found it really interesting that when they had the vote back in May and then the earlier one, whether to oust Liz Cheney or not, everybody but Doug Lamborn told how they voted. Ken Buck said, hey, I voted to keep Liz Cheney. Lauren Boebert said, I voted to oust Liz Cheney. So I put a call into Lamborn. Now, he put out a statement saying nothing, mealy-mouthed wishy-washiness, but refused to say how he actually voted. And so I called him and asked, and he never got back to me. And earlier this week, I called his press secretary, and she said, well, it was a private vote. And I said, well, yeah, it's a private vote, but everybody else has said how they voted. So how did he vote? And she said, well, we're not going to be releasing that. And I said, why? And she said, well, we don't have an answer for that. And I said, well, can you get one? And she said, no. But two things about that. Number one, just what's your take on that? What's up with the representative who can't be bothered when everybody else is saying how they voted? You'd think he could put the finger in the wind, and I don't know, maybe it's just too windy and he can't tell. But the other thing I have too, though, again, talking about the media that's just been slamming this event, give him a complete pass on that. I've never seen such a bunch of milquetoast reporters who one pushed. All it would take would be a Gazette editorial saying, hey, don't you think Doug Lamborn should tell us how he voted on this?
It's a public position. Yeah. It's not a private matter.
Yeah, you know, it's the general rule of thumb. It doesn't matter, you know, who's elected. You have to apply this rule to everyone, even, you know, people like me or Pat Neville, whom you guys love.
Right.
If a politician is unwilling to tell you, you know, where they stand on an issue or how they voted on an issue, then you have to be really concerned, and you almost always have to assume the worst. So what I'd say is that he should come out and say how he voted, and just give us some clarity here. I mean, everyone else did it. Literally everyone else in the Republican delegation, you know, said where they were, and people appreciate that kind of straight shooting response. And you know, Lamborn, yeah, he's not shown up to tonight's event. He was apparently out of town too, but to my understanding, he was asked if, you know, he could, you know, purchase a table or otherwise support the party. And, you know, from what I was told, he chose not to do either. And, you know, that's up to him. He can certainly do that, but, you know.
But you know what, Dave?
I couldn't be here, but I chose to support the grassroots.
Right. And here's the thing, you know, that Lamborn, he's going to be the first one with his hand out to Vicky Tompkins, right? Looking for volunteers, looking for people to help him if he runs for re-election. I mean, he's going to be calling the El Paso County Republicans saying, hey, I need you. I need you. And what they should do is say, stick it. Where were you when we needed you? Like you said, if he couldn't be here, he could at least bought a ticket. Charlene, for God's sakes,
bought a ticket
in Arkansas, right?
Too much.
Just to show support. But Lambert's like, nope, can't do that. And again, I find it atrocious. So, I mean, Ken Buck, he survived saying he voted to keep her. Lauren Boebert survived saying she voted to oust her, right? It's got to be one or the other. You can't be undecided.
Maybe he didn't vote. Maybe he just...
Well, he didn't say that. He said he did vote, but he's not going to release it. I mean, to me, that's crazy.
I tell you what, I mean, if I were in his shoes, I'd say one way or the other. I don't think it's time. We don't have time, for
right.
people to not be straight with us and not tell us. I mean, the Republic is in deep trouble right now, and we need men and women of courage who will plainly state where they're at. And whether or not you agree with Ken Buck or Lauren Boebert, at least they came out and said, this is where we're at, and this is why
right.
we did what we did. And that's respectable. Everyone
right.
respects, people who are straight and honest with them, even if we disagree.
No, I think you're right there.
I think he got, he's looking up Lauren Boebert and what happened to up there in that district. And he may be facing a challenge in his own with a good Republican. I hope so anyway.
Here's the reality. Liz Cheney is not, she needs to be gone.
Right.
We need to support, the primary challenger against her and whoever that may be. And, I side with Donald Trump on this one. Liz Cheney's got to go, and I'll look forward to making sure her time in Congress comes to an end come 2022.
Yeah. Nope, I agree. Well, Dave, listen.
I have a couple more. What time?
Okay.
What time are you got here?
It's like 3:21.
Well, we got
people coming on at 3:30. So, Dave, take up your afternoon. For
yeah.
You.
But this
okay,
commitment.
What's up?
This commitment to Colorado. Now I'm on the executive committee. It was not shared with the executive
committee. Well, let's explain
to
people. I don't think people know what we're talking
about.
Well,
yeah, everybody remembers 30 years ago.
Remember 30 years ago.
Newt Gingrich came out with a contract with America. He said, okay, if we get elected here in Congress, we will. Now, he was a bomb thrower, right? I mean, he was very much a bomb thrower. Well, that contract with Colorado was incredibly successful. They swept the House.
Contract with America.
And swept the House in a huge thing. So, copying good ideas is never a bad idea. So Christy Burton Brown has decided to have
a news conference on Monday.
Yeah, commitment
to Colorado.
To Colorado, but as Dave has indicated, it's poll tested. It's what unaffiliated voters, according to the pollsters, want to hear. Now you don't really need a whole lot of backbone to kind of go, well, let's just take a poll and whatever the unaffiliated's like, that's what we'll promise them. And it's, I've heard from people who have looked at it and thought it was awful. They helped try to make it a little stronger and stuff,
but what you're saying is,
but it's, you don't win by talking about sticking your finger up in the air and looking at what unaffiliated's apparently like, according to pollsters who have their own biases and everything else. So, I mean, I'll leave my skepticism aside for the moment, but just the process of just going to the rhinos in the party.
Well, you're saying she didn't bring this to the executive committee.
No, she didn't bring it at all.
The next crucial step is how it's implemented. I'm not so concerned with the issues that are going to be presented because that's more or less not where the battle lies. At the end of the day, you have to actually try and implement whatever you want to present to the voters here. And well, so let's take an example, healthcare. Healthcare, I believe, is going to be on that list. I haven't seen the final version, but healthcare will be on it. It's okay to want to align, ourselves with unaffiliated voters on issues that we can align with. The question is, are we going to do it, number one, and are the elected Republicans, are they going to sell out to Democrats? Are they actually going to have the discipline, needed to
right.
do what is necessary to make this successful? Because, I'll tell you right now, if we're saying, oh, we're going to have a free market approach to healthcare, but then you have elected Republicans, say, oh, no, we're going to side with Democrats and create mandates and
Right.
What have you. Now you're giving conflicting messages, and you leave open a wide opportunity for the Democrats to exploit that and make us look like hypocrites. So I want to see, when the rubber meets the road, not promises. Most voters, they're aware that politicians will, they'll promise you anything to get a vote. I want to see what, we're going to do to actually put this contract into action. And later on, I think the end of the summer or beginning of fall, there's going to be some sort of legislative rollout of some sort to coincide. And that's where, the true test comes. And so that's why I'm reserving judgment. But the concept's not terrible. It's, we're essentially accounting for what the unaffiliated voters care about. And it's on issues of healthcare, which they really do care about, with respect to providing more access and lowering costs, which we, as Republicans, are on board with. The question is, how are we going to do it and how are we going to market that? And that.
Well, but you also face the problem of you're not in power and anywhere.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any difference.
So, how are you going to implement it? You're not going to be able to determine that because all you're going to have is a caucus of Republicans who may or may not stay together. You certainly have those at the gas station who are very favorable to Democrats. Certainly Colin Larson is certainly.
Although I want to push back a little bit on with you, Chuck, and side a little bit more with Dave on this. Two things. One, I think it is a good idea that Christy Burton Brown is at least doing this, right? I mean, that's way more. I have to say, she's already done 100% more, no offense, Ken Buck, than Ken Buck ever did, right? So I'll give her credit for that. But I agree with you, Dave, in that the devil is in the details on this. And hopefully they're spending as much time trying to figure out how to get Republicans elected, real Republicans, trying to come out with nice speeches.
I'll paint a broad stroke here for the sake of time. But when Republicans say we're for limited government, and then you have elected Republicans sign on to bills that expand government, you're now sending two conflicting messages to the voters,
right?
Number one. And number two, the Democrats, when they go campaign, and when some of us try to beat the Democrats up, the Democrats will just point to the bill that Republicans gave them cover on and say,
right,
well, what's the problem? Even our opposition,
right,
supported us. Everything's
right,
going fine. Mr.
Right.
Swing voter, keep us in power.
Yeah.
So the point of the minority is to highlight the atrocities of the majority and convince the voters to fire them. And we can't,
right,
do that if we have Republicans who are siding with Democrats every opportunity that they get. And
a good example of that is Initiative 25 and the LEAP program. I don't see how any decent conservative could say, yeah, let's massively expand the educational
taxes and create a whole new government
bureaucracy
appointed by Democrats.
No one could look at that and say that's a great idea, unless you're going to get a piece to the pie, I suppose. Maybe that makes you think differently, but you have more Republicans signing onto that, including Christy Burton Brown. So if you say, well, I don't believe in taxes, except sin taxes, or what I think are sin taxes, you have a tough thing.
Hey, Dave, listen, I've got the timekeeper. We don't have a clock down here, so I'm telling Chuck, so we're going to have to let you go. Thank you for your time. I wish you could be here.
Yeah.
We'll send you a picture of us all.
Oh,
okay?
Having fun. I'm sure Florida will be fun, too.
I have I have a video that's going to be played. So let me know how it's received. Hopefully I did a good job.
All right, perfect. We'll do. All right. Thank you. And safe travels. Thank you. Dave Williams there.
All right.
This from Charlene. Sorry, Charlene disagrees with me. Christy Burton Brown gets no credit for anything. She is uniparty. She needs to be recalled. I don't know if you guys saw. So this is a new term that I love. It was some unidentified GOP insider. They were quoting in the Colorado Politics article, which was not behind a paywall, by the way, if you want to go read it, was saying that they were calling them swinos. These are basically swamp rhinos. So they're not just Republican in name only, they're swamp Republicans in name only. So I think that's a very good term. And we'll see. Again, the kind of battles that you guys are fighting on the election front matters just as much. It's, you can say anything you want. And Dave, what a great point he made. It's your job when you're in the minority to point out why the majority of people should be fired. And if you keep agreeing with them and parroting their ideas, it's pretty hard to convince anybody to vote for you.
Well, Initiative 25 is an example, and they have huge Republican support. And you kind of go, what's the difference between a swino and a Democrat?
Right.
There's very little.
That's the pie.
That's why I'm so thrilled to be here tonight. I won't be around swinos. I don't have to smile at swinos.
And here's why the swinos are upset about this, because Vicky Tompkins made money without having to pay them any. These consultants and all of these people that you keep seeing who are opposed to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who are opposed to being here, the reason they don't want to is because she's not paying them anything, right? Now, I guarantee you, if they had to hire Frank McNulty and Lois Landgraf and Josh Penry and had them set this up and gave a chunk of the money to them, they'd be all in favor of it. But they hate when grassroots people, and we pesky little grassroots voters, actually raise our own money, have our own events, and we don't have to rely on them to do, you know, to charge us an outrageous amount of money to accomplish what we can do ourselves.
Well, the predecessor to Vicky Tompkins, and I've forgotten her name, and we had her on the program a couple
times. Tamara Farrow.
Tamara Farrow, very nice person. They just beat her up so bad, and in particular, they refused to buy anything from the Lincoln Day dinner, and therefore that thing kind of cratered.
And then
they blame her on it. So this time, Dave and Vicky said, well, okay, we're going to see who we can get. And they landed on gold with Marjorie Taylor Greene, because I mean, it's not easy to get 500 people wanting to pay $100 to $250 a ticket,
right,
to come to an event.
Well, and that's how we've got Ben Nicholas. Okay, so Chuck, this time he took me and Rev with him, as opposed to traveling with his merry band of fire brand bomb throwers.
Yes,
Ben Nicholas, who is the driver, the designated getaway car driver, as they've gone around the state presenting their idea about having Colorado Republicans be the people who vote in the Republican primary. No, don't stop letting the Democrats vote in the primary. But Ben Nicholas is driving the getaway car, or it's not really getting, I guess they're getting away from Denver, and is with us on line three. Hey, Ben, thank you for your time.
Hey, Republican lift is us. We haven't made it out of Denver yet, but Jimmy, we're just waiting on Anil to show up, and then we'll be taking off going down there. I understand there's a competing meetings down there. I understand the Rhinos, there's a gathering of the Rhinos over there, and I think they're serving something like a blue plate special with blue cheese on all of the salads, and everything else is blue over there. I'm glad they're going to the Republican side.
Well, let me ask you, Ben, I mean, why, you know, you're driving down from Denver, you put out the money for the ticket. What made you guys, and then maybe when you're done, if Jimmy can hear me, have, you know, kind of hold the phone to Jimmy, but why are you guys coming down?
Well, I'm coming down because I wanted to show support of the true Republican side of our party, and also support Vicky Tompkins. They were trying to undermine Vicky's efforts in getting people to come out to her Lincoln Day dinner. And that's just wrong. You know, when you have a boycott going on from our state party leadership, and that's the leadership that I'm talking about that's over there on that Rhino Club. So, yeah, this is kind of like a thumb in their eye as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
This is where we're trying to return the party to the true Republican ownership. And so that's why I'm here, or why I'm coming down. And I'll let Jimmy,
Jimmy Mack.
One of the fellow compatriots there. Hey, Jimmy, why are you coming on down?
Hi, Julie. Well, I think for a lot of the same reasons that Ben just enumerated. Plus, and I will, anytime I can, I will support any county party and party chair that shows conservative values. And plus, you know, our group, we kind of refer to ourselves as under a bunch of different names, but Fabulous Five, whatever, the road crew, we are trying every time we can, or every chance we can, to make ourselves accessible to people to come and talk with us and say, hey, let me ask you some questions about this doing away with the open primary. We want to be accessible, available, and if people have questions, we would like to talk with them about that. Plus,
right.
I guess I should have put this at the top of the list. I'm not real sure, but I'm kind of rolling the dice that there might be an open bar tonight.
I don't know. We did find the bar that you have to pay for, though, so we can help you.
It's called Rawhide.
We can set you up there. All right. Well, we will let you guys we'll let you guys go. Enjoy the drive. It got a little slow. There's that whole Gap project, which is a CDOT debacle south of Castle Rock that takes a little bit of getting through. But otherwise, we had a here in pretty good time. So we'll be looking
for you. It's a great place. We'll see you guys in an hour or two.
Very good. We'll see
all
you
all right, there you go. Thank you. And they and about 400 other people, and I agree with them. That's kind of why we're here, too. Plus, I want to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene. And one of the things, Chuck, I think it's kind of clear how much nobody pays attention to some of the media anymore, right? I mean, they do everything they can to vilify Marjorie Taylor Greene, to make up stuff. I mean, what do they say? Ridiculous. They take something she says and they pull it completely out of context. Right. And it's like the lies they're still reporting about all the people killed at the January 6th insurrection, right? Well, the only person killed was one woman shot by a cop, right? That's the only person who was killed there. But they don't care. They repeat the lies over.
It was a Black Lives Matter advocate and everything
right.
else.
They repeat every lie. And I think the fact that there's a 400 plus people, another Vicky said she thinks she could have probably filled it with
five, six hundred.
Don't even care. They don't even listen to those people. And they don't listen to the people who like say, oh, we can't make it, right? I'm not going to come. I'm busy. I don't like Lois Landgraf. I mean, does anybody actually, no offense, Lois, but is anybody saying, well, if Lois Landgraf's not going, I'm not going?
Well, there are some people who think that.
Well, they're swinos too.
Oh yeah, sure they are. Wayne Williams and Doug Lamb.
But it's like, and Charlene, and I'm going to respectfully disagree with you, at least at this point, about forming our own party, because I think what we need to do is kick them out of the party. And we need to do that through events like this, supporting people like Vicky, supporting people like Dave, and saying, hey, look, we don't need you. You know, you go, hold your,
you, yeah.
go hold your own Swamp Fest. That's cool.
Well, they have that August 13th. But that's only $35, and I understand. I mean, who would want to pay that?
That's right. Charlene says, is anybody going to live stream, maybe interview people prior to the event? No, as far as I know. Vicky said she was going to look into Facebook Living. I can tell you from having tried to do that kind of stuff, it's, you know, if you're doing it from your cell phone, it's not as easy in a dark room where somebody's giving a speech, unless you've got the whole media organization stuff set up. So we'll have to see. But I kind of wish they would. I would do it if I knew how, but I don't know how. But back to the Marjorie Taylor Greene and the lies that they tell. I think that we have all spent the past 5 years now being, you know, canceled, being shamed, being told this, being told that, that again, you have, I think, some of the Democrats who just are going to believe it anyway, just because they don't care, right? That's just, they're just going to believe whatever CNN tells them, whatever. On the other hand, you have the swamp, the swinos, and they don't really actually believe anything. They're just in it for the money. And so wherever the money or power is going to come from, that's where they're going to be. But in the meantime, you have literally millions of people like us, like the folks who listen to this show, who actually have principles, have beliefs, and we may agree on some things, disagree on other things, but we're not paying attention to those people anymore. You know, I mean, they've it's like, whatever, what are you going to do? You're going to cancel me on YouTube? Already been done. You know, you're going to smack me down with a Twitter troll? Already been done. Are you going to comment on my Facebook post? Already been done. Not going to stop, not going to listen to you. And I think that's the movement that's growing, not the swino movement where they're like, oh, we must be more swamp-like and we must be more like Democrats. So CNN, who no one watches at all anymore, I think we have more listeners than CNN when it comes to get right. And I'm hardly exaggerating on that, too.
Well,
so that's the good news.
It is amazing that Colorado Republican Party is by and large dominated by swinos. Christy Burton Brown went to the swino side. I mean, she was elected by the grassroots. But just like Steve Howe, she quickly went left. And now she's going to have her commitment to Colorado with all the swinos. I mean, those are the people in there were all the Larry Liston.
Well, what
the
are
Bob
you executive
Gardners
committee
and,
people supposed to do? Why did she not ask you guys about it?
Well, because we're not. She knows she's got a lot of actual conservatives on the thing, and therefore she didn't want to listen to that. And it's going to be, I, you know, it's a little unfair to be critical of it early, but once I saw the list of people,
I was skeptical. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to give Chrissy Burton Brown and any Republican out there, we don't need 10 items is too many. Okay. Get rid of that. Here's the things we need to hammer on. Number one, we need to be hammering on quit on education. Yes. We need to be hammering on crime, and we need to be hammering on inflation. I like the idea that they're doing it at a gas station, because they can say at this time last year, gas was two something, right? Now it's almost pushing $4 sometimes in Colorado. People get that. The polls, Biden is declining the polls. People are unhappy with the price of things.
Well, I mean, they can say what they'll do is open up Colorado lands. They will get rid of all the restrictions. Because they're killing the oil and gas industry here in Colorado. But we'll see how strong they are.
Well, I would just say, so talk about the economy. Say under the Biden and the Democrat policies, well, under Jared Polis and under Mayor Hancock and under the Democrats.
Polis, you have to count.
All right, for the Polis. I mean, the economy is tanking, right? Number two, I would talk about rising crime. All you got to do is wander around Denver, for Pete's sakes, and you could say this is what the Democrats want to do to the rest of the country. The same thing they're doing. There was a report that came out. Did you see this? In the Denver metro area, they're spending $500 million on homeless. They are spending more. They're spending, I think it was roughly $104,000 per homeless person.
Oh, yeah.
They could buy them a house for that, right? And they're still, every day it's growing. I mean, they're spending more on that and the homeless people. And everybody knows it all just goes right back into
their
own.
What are you going to do about it? I heard Chrissy Burton Brown on Peter's show. And she said, "Oh well, we'll get some job training."
No,
yeah, which that was everybody's response, and that's
there's job training. These people don't want job training. Here's the other thing: I talk about crime, and then I would talk about education. We had Eric Felton on. I mean, when you look at the roots of this critical race theory, they are not trying to get to everybody is colorblind. They deliberately and intentionally want to force color awareness, right? They want to divide the races because they want to take over the power and the money. You need to talk about why are they teaching that in school? We've got in Douglas County, Jefferson County, you've got parents attending meetings outraged that kids are going to have to wear masks again. We just got an email from Rev School saying the kids are going to have to wear masks again. And what do you do? We know, I mean, every parent out there knows that that's bad for your kid. Maybe not every parent knows most do. And I think if you're Chrissy Burton Brown, that's the kind of stuff they need to be talking about. And they need to be talking about it with blunt language. Well, and that's the kind
of
stuff.
Well, they won't do it bluntly. They'll do it blandly so that you could, you could take it any way you want. You could sell it in a conservative district. You could sell it in a liberal district, and it would be bland enough. But I don't think that's gonna do it. I just don't think the usual bland stuff that the establishment always gives you is going to work.
No, and it doesn't work with the unaffiliated voters. I mean, again, any poll thing, when you ask people polls, when people ask me, do you eat, chips and salsa too much? I'd be like, no, of course not. All I eat is yogurt. Yeah, I mean, people don't say that. This is from Mark. Chuck and Julie, do you think the Terry Roberts lawsuit for Ashley Babbitt's family is going to change the Democrat response to January 6th? Those depositions will be really fun to find out about. The truth will actually come out. Hey, on that note, Mark, pause. Who has another Real Clear Investigations reporter who has done a lot of work and talked to Ashley Babbitt's lawyer. I think we're going to have him on the show next week. We're working out some of the final details. I don't think it's going to change the response, Mark, because what they do anymore, and we've seen this, is they just lie. They just lie, and the media covers for them.
And more than a lie, the courts may seal the depositions. I mean, the courts are just as big a co-conspirator in the whole thing as anyone else. I hope they're made public, but I'm not sure they will be. There's been cases in Colorado where rhinos and Dems don't want to come out and get the courts to seal them.
But I think though, Mark, there is a certain trickle down effect in terms of, have you seen, again, I'm going to quote polls, but it's some of the polls are showing people don't care about January 6th. People care about immigration. People care about crime. People care about inflation. People care about education. I think most people look at that and see the giant disparity between the way those people are being treated and the way the Black Lives Matter, Burning Cities people were being treated. And I think that it's yet just another congressional hearing. And I don't think anybody not maybe not anybody, but I think your average person out there doesn't, you know, the cops crying and, you know, the stupid Democrat lawmakers getting all emotional.
Those are the Republicans. Those are that was Kinzinger, you know, the Republicans.
Right. The politicians crying. I mean, people are like, oh, give me a break. You know, I mean, it's I'm in more danger trying to walk to Coors Field through the homelessness epidemic in Colorado than I am, you know, going to Washington, D.C. or that any of those people in congressional people were, don't you think? It's not that dangerous.
It's they can only fool so many people at a time. And that whole show with massive cops crying and politicians crying, you know, that it didn't go well.
It didn't go well. And so we'll see what happens there. You know, on one other thing though, speaking of cops, and we'll be talking on Monday, I want to let people know, we're going to be talking with Deanne Young. This is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. So the city of Denver, Mayor Hancock says that every city employee in Denver has until like mid-September to get the vaccine or they'll be fired. They'll have to be fired. Well, Denver Police Protective Association did a survey, and I think everybody was surprised by this. They surveyed the Denver police officers, right, who make up the union, which is pretty much all of them. And they found that more than half, 57%, had not been vaccinated and had no intention of being vaccinated. And then they asked them a second question, well, if being vaccinated was a condition of employment, would you get vaccinated? And 72% said no.
Yeah.
So they have a big meeting with the manager of safety on Monday, maybe Tuesday, that is, to talk about now what the heck is Hancock going to do?
Right.
He's got hundreds of Denver police officers are saying, we're not going to get vaccinated.
Right.
We're not going to get vaccinated. And if you, I mean, if you're a Denver cop, you know, you've been kind of kicked through the mud, trash, not supported by Mayor Hancock, certainly. And you're like, what, you're going to fire me? Oh, darn.
No.
You know, I guess I'll collect my pension there. So I think that there is pushback coming. And I'm glad because I think, you know, again, if you're Christy Burton Brown and you're coming out with your commitment to Colorado, it should start off with something like, hey, we'll actually do what people want us to do and we'll be honest and straightforward about it. I don't know.
She'll happy to say that is that vagueness to it.
Yeah.
Will they actually say we will get rid of all, you know, these new oil and gas restrictions? Will they actually say we will get rid of these additional taxes and everything else? And the trouble is all the people they've gotten for this gas station event are all the ones who are signing on to all the Democratic bills.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that for you. We'll listen to it and let you know.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap it up a little bit early because we do have to get to the event. Okay, from Mark. Mark, this is from Mark. Denver trashmen are not. Oh, that's interesting. Denver trashmen are not going to get vaccinated either. Well, there you go. You know, you've got some of these people who are on the front lines. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the city handles this, you know.
Poorly. Of course, they, like everything else, it does.
They may just declare victory and say, hooray, everyone gets vaccinated.
Hooray. All right. Well, we can't wait to get downstairs.
I see people are arriving.
Yeah, they're arriving here. Patriots all. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really something special. So
we'll give you
Monday, we'll give you a full and complete report on all that happens here and all the people we met. So.
All right. And remember, you can catch all of our shows at chuckandjulie.com. Love to have you check us out there. Everyone have a great weekend. Have a great party Friday. Pretty busy day on Monday. So we'll see you then.
Bye-bye.